This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A long-awaited welcome home is in the offing for American pastor Andrew Brunson. He is at a U.S. airbase in Germany after being released by a Turkish court. The 50-year-old Brunson will get a medical checkup before being flown to the United States. He had been held for 2 years on charges of terrorism and espionage, allegations the United States insisted were baseless. President Trump at a Friday night political rally.
We're very honored to have him back with us. He suffered greatly, but we're very appreciative to a lot of people, a lot of people.
The president says Brunson, soon after his return, will visit the White House. The Brunson release could improve strained ties between Turkey and the United States, though the disappearance of a Saudi dissident, Jamal Khashoggi, could be a complicating factor. A U.S. resident and Washington Post columnist, Khashoggi disappeared after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. Turkey claims it has recordings that prove Khashoggi was assassinated inside the consulate, and there are reports Khashoggi may have recorded his own killing with an Apple Watch. Meanwhile, the AP's Warren Levinson tells us that despite President Trump's expressions of concern, many question his practical response to the Khashoggi case.
Stephen Cook, a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, says the president's diffident approach to the Khashoggi case is different from what previous presidents might take.
I would imagine that under a different presidency, we would have had serious offers of FBI assistance.
But in effective terms, maybe not all that different.
Historically, the U.S.-Saudi relationship has never been disrupted over a single individual.
Trump says he wants to know what happened to the dissident Washington Post writer, but not at the expense of upsetting arms sales to Saudi Arabia.
The massive cleanup from Hurricane Michael is underway, even as the search for victims continues, with Florida as the focal point. Michael's death toll so far is at least 17. For survivors, it is a heartbreaking tale of loss.
You know, our lives, everything we have is gone now and stuff. We lost all our cars, everything and stuff. And so it's sort of just hard to realize just what just happened.
This is VOA News. A seat on the United Nations Human Rights Council has been granted to the Philippines, this despite widespread charges that Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte's anti-drug campaign operates far outside the rule of law. Human Rights Watch calls Duterte's war on drugs a killing frenzy, which has left thousands dead. A United Nations employee in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has tested positive for Ebola, the first such incident during the current outbreak. The news after health officials warned about a rise in new Ebola cases, especially in the town of Beni. Tariq Yasarovich is with the World Health Organization.
So this really indicates the shift where the epicenter of outbreak is from Mangina to the city of Beni that basically has seen three-quarters of all cases in past weeks.
The new Ebola death toll stands at 125 out of 201 reported cases. New information has come to light about the death of an American diplomat in Madagascar. Mike Gracia has a report.
Newly unsealed court records show the FBI and the State Department have opened a homicide investigation into the September 22nd death of U.S. diplomat Kevin Webb in Madagascar. Webb was a human resources officer who had been posted to the embassy in Madagascar since July of 2017. Court filings reveal a foreign national who was spotted trying to leave Webb's apartment on the night of Webb's death was arrested by authorities. The suspect admitted he fought with Webb in the apartment and that Webb collapsed. Federal authorities have not released the cause of Webb's death or a possible motive in his slaying. Mike Gracia, Washington.
In northern Greece, police say they have recovered the bodies of 11 people believed to be migrants from Turkey after the car they were traveling in crashed. Police said the accident occurred today near the town of Kavala. The car collided with a truck heading in the opposite direction and burst into flames. All those in the car were killed. Greek authorities have seen an increase in the numbers of illegal crossings at the Turkish-Greek border in recent months. Many are said to be asking for asylum. Russia's top diplomat has called the decision to recognize the Ukrainian Orthodox Church's independence from Moscow a Washington-based provocation. The Istanbul-based head of the Global Orthodox Christianity has recognized Ukrainian churches as independent from the Russian Orthodox Church, ending Moscow's 332-year oversight of Ukrainian churches. Observers say the decision is a victory since Russia's 2014 annexation of Crimea. I'm Gene Randall. This is VOA News.